What would you call these things that go from the, on an old plow, the horse, the parts that go from the plow to the horse?
From a single tree to the horse. That's a trace. Trace chain. Of course, now there, buggy traces were made of leather. Mm-hmm. Plow traces were made of steel. It's like out of chains. Mm-hmm. Then you had the collar, mm-hmm. the hames, the gear, you might say, was consisted of a pair of hames, a collar, a back band, a set of traces.
What would hames be?
A horse collar is a cloth or leather mm-hmm. padding built thing to go around his neck, and then these hames go in there mm-hmm. and tie it to top with a hamstring at the top of the hamstring at the bottom. Mm-hmm. And in the middle of that hame, there's a logger head. Mm-hmm. And that's what the chain hooks to. And it goes on back to the back band, which is a band laid across his back. And each trace on each side hooks in that band to mm-hmm. keep the trace from just going on down. You know. Well, you govern the depth of your plow with that back band, back in mule days.
Mm-hmm. What different parts of a saddle would you have?
Well, you mean what it's made of? Well, you got the saddle horn and the tree. The saddle tree is a piece of wood that's cut and shaped out to mm-hmm. be cut to fit the horse, to be covered mm-hmm. with leather and the mm-hmm. and in front on the western side you got what they call known as someone calls the swell of the saddle and some the bucking robe. It's mm-hmm. just a big knot comes out here and so the horse can't throw you over his head, see? Mm-hmm. Your legs will, you can catch on that and mm-hmm. the horse won't throw you over his head. That's what they vary in size. It's a real bronco busting saddle. This whole lot got more horns on it mm-hmm. and just a pleasure saddle. Mm-hmm. Well, there's all different styles of saddle. The English riding saddle, you know, mm-hmm. what they ride in these races. Mm-hmm. Jockey rides on it, just a little bit of nothing, nearly. Mm-hmm. Set of stirrups, stirrup leathers.
If you have a wagon with two horses, what would you call? Would you have a name for the horse on the left?
Yeah.
What would you call that?
Would you call
one of them maybe one kind of horse? You know?
Oh yeah, well I've hitched up Jenny's and 1,000-pound mules to a old wagon.
Uh-huh.
Little old jackass, female jackass, you know. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, young ones cutting up, we had one, so we'd just hitch her in a big mule to a old wagon. Of course the little old jackass wouldn't be that high and the mule would be way up. Of course then we had horses and mules, we'd hitch them both. Mm-hmm. One on one side and one on the other side. Mm-hmm. Of course now, the wagon, it had the wheels and the tongue and the coupling pole. Mm-hmm. That's coupled the back wheels to the front wheel. Mm-hmm.
The coupling post?
Yeah, coupling uh-huh. pole. That hits the front wheels, two front wheels to the two front back wheels, you know, with a pole mm-hmm. under there. Mm-hmm. Then they had the tongue went out from that if it was a two-horse wagon. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, it had shaves on it, mm-hmm. which consisted of two things, the horse went between.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever grow a weed around here?
A weed?
Oh, wheat.
Wheat?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we grow a little wheat, but it's got some kind of rust hits it here, and it's a soft wheat. It's mm-hmm. not a, like they grow up north, mm-hmm. countries that they make flour out of. Ours.